another poem that was part of a series, but is the only remnant of it. The next poem I'll read was from a series of poems after the Tales of Beatrix Potter, which my family, the family I grew up in, has a strange obsession with. We have figurines, dishware. We're all in therapy about it. It's, I don't know. But I had done a whole series of poems about them, and in the end, they didn't seem to fit into the book exactly. But I kept this one in disguise. It has not even the title. It was written, I don't know if people are familiar with those stories. It was written after the tale of Squirrel Nutkin, who is a troublemaker and eventually pays the price for it. He's a provocateur. And so this poem is called Alone Enough. The ants, hill raised, are breaking camp, the washed out flower bed still damp. The moon, once flawless and ample as a cufflink, sidles from the disrupted puddle. Elsewhere, the tired spider begins its web again, and the dormice redig their den. Even farmers roll their keepsakes into packs, their seeds dug up, their green things sacked. Milkweeds, torn from pods, disperse in tufts. I cannot leave well alone enough.